BBC News at 6 o'clock. This is Peter Donaldson. Good evening. The DJ, television presenter, and tireless fundraiser Sir Jimmy Savile has died. He was 84. 13 American soldiers have been killed in a suicide bombing in Afghanistan. Australia's Prime Minister has warned that the grounding of the entire Qantas fleet could harm the country's economy. In sport, Arsenal stunned Chelsea in an 8-goal derby at Stamford Bridge, and England's cricketers win their first match in India for 5 years. Sir Jimmy Savile, one of the most colourful figures in popular entertainment over the past 50 years, has died. He was 84. Jimmy Savile claimed to have run the first disco in Leeds in the 1940s. He became a radio DJ and then a television presenter on Top of the Pops and Jim'll Fix It. Alongside his broadcasting career, he devoted his energies to fundraising for charity, most notably for the Spinal Injuries Unit at Stoke Mandeville Hospital in Buckinghamshire. His catchphrases, such as, now then, and how's about that then, endeared him to his many fans and were a gift for impressionists. Our correspondent Nick Higham looks back at his life.
With his gold medallion, enormous cigar and dyed blonde hair, Jimmy Savile was a flamboyant showman and a national institution. He was also a loner who fought shy of commitment and relationships. He was born in Leeds, the youngest of seven children, and worked as a miner, a wrestler and a dance hall manager before becoming a DJ on Radio Luxembourg. He later moved to Radio 1 and into television with the launch of Top of the Pops.
Welcome to January the 1st, 1964. It's 6:34 p.m. and it's a programme that you've never heard of before.
42 years after that famous start, he introduced the last edition as well.
Now you've done it.
For 20 years, he presented Jim'll Fix It, which gave viewers a chance to make their dreams come true. When he was invited onto Desert Island Discs, he took along a young former patient at Stoke Mandeville Hospital, for whom he'd promised to fix the visit. He was also a devout Roman Catholic who worked tirelessly for charity, as his parents had done.
I grew up in that atmosphere. There's an old saying, which I didn't realise at the time, but afterwards, those who bring sunshine into the lives of others cannot keep it from their own. Sometimes you get distrusted enormously. People want to know why you're doing it. But if you're stuck with that nature, then that's the way it goes.
His only close relationship was with his mother. He was devoted to her and called her the Duchess. He was a millionaire and wasn't shy of showing it. He owned a Rolls Royce and at one time four homes. And he was an outrageous self-publicist. But he also put his celebrity to use, running marathons for charity, helping to fund the Spinal Injuries Unit at Stoke Mandeville, working at Leeds Infirmary as a porter, and serving on a special management task force at Broadmoor Hospital for mentally ill offenders.
Prince Charles and the Duchess of Cornwall have said they were saddened to hear of Sir Jimmy Savile's death. His fellow DJ Tony Blackburn described him as a big over-the-top personality and a one-off. The BBC's Director General, Mark Thompson, praised the unique style which entertained generations of audiences. A friend, Alan Franey, who's a former chief executive of Broadmoor Hospital, said Sir Jimmy was committed to his charity work.
He cared passionately about the patients at Stoke Mandeville Hospital. He cared passionately about Broadmoor Hospital. He cared passionately about working as a voluntary porter at Leeds General Infirmary. He and I ran all the marathons together. People used to say to me, Jimmy doesn't run the whole 26.2 miles. Believe me, he did, and he was tough to keep up with.